Mr. Craig Grossi, welcome back to the show. How the heck are you?
Hey, Kelly, we're great. Thank you so much for having us back. It's a real privilege.
Hey, you know, I want to bring the listeners up to speed. You and I first spoke in November of 2017. Your first book had just come out. The name of your first book was Craig and Fred, A Marine, A Stray Dog, and How They Rescued Each Other. And I have to tell you, what a heartwarming story. You sent me a copy of the book. It took me a while to read it because, you know, I read all day at work. So when I go home, it's the last thing I want to do. But I finally sat down. I was able to read the book. It was a fantastic read. And now you've got a second book out. Let's tell the listeners what the title is.
Yeah, of course. My next book is called Second Chances, A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption. I would encourage people to read Craig and Fred, of course. But it is certainly not required reading to pick up Second Chances and jump right into to where Fred and I are in this next chapter.
All right, let's break it down where you are in this next chapter. Why the title, Second Chances, A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think it struck me very early on in the writing process and when I was first kind of coming up with the concept for this book that, you know, just reviewing my life and comparing it to some men that are incarcerated up here in our home state of Maine, in Maine State Prison, you know, I realized very quickly that the trajectory of my life was because of a lot of second chances that I had received through, you know, just dumb luck in some circumstances, you know, and that was really the only thing that separated me from a similar situation to the men that I've grown close with up in Maine State Prison.
Tell us all about the service dog training program at the Maine State Prison. How does it work? Where do the dogs come from? Where do they go after they graduate?
Yeah, so it's a really incredible nonprofit called America's Vet Dogs. And they just raise and breed some of the most high caliber service dogs that are available for veterans and also people with disabilities, people who are blind or deaf or have different needs. They really have a real high standard for their dogs, and so it's pretty incredible that they entrust the first, you know, year plus of those dogs training to men behind bars, and they have dog programs in prisons all up and down the East Coast. And one of them happens to be in Maine. And so for the first, you know, 15 months or so of the dog's life, they go into the prison as little, you know, wobbly puppies. And within a couple of weeks they're doing things that I would need a pile of filet mignon to get Fred to do. And it's a really incredible thing to watch. And then when the dog is completely trained, it gets paired with a veteran with needs for a service dog, and those needs can vary from post-traumatic stress to some other, you know, more specific physical challenges. And it's a really incredible thing to watch that process, and I'm excited for the reader to kind of come along on that ride.
What a great program. You know, as I said when we started the interview, Second Chances is your second book. It's your second book built around the bonds between humans and dogs. First part of the question, why is that relationship so special? And what has your relationship been with Fred over these years?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think first, yeah, the relationship is so special for a lot of reasons. I think, you know, that we all become close to our dogs and our animals for our own reasons, and the bond means its own things to each person, you know, individually, depending on the dog or the, you know, the circumstances of the relationship. For me, with Fred, it's been, you know, it's been everything from just having that, you know, classic happy dog ready for anything when you come home from a long day at work, you know, that's just excited to see you and that, you know, that we all, you know, can, I think everybody can appreciate about a dog, to the on a deeper level, a more specific level for me and Fred is the bond of hardship and the bond of trauma and combat. in his original home of Sangin, Afghanistan, you know, and that purpose that comes between, you know, two beings that go through similar similar things. And so that bond has just kind of grown stronger and stronger over the years. And the third thing is really our story. Telling the story of Fred became my purpose when I came home from Afghanistan, and it's really grown just from telling it in dog parks and street corners to what I'm doing now.
Yeah, to bring our readers or our listeners up to speed, you know, Craig is an 8-year Marine Corps veteran, and he rescued Fred from Afghanistan. How old is Fred now?
He's, you know, I can never get a straight answer out of him. he talks in riddles, but now he's probably 11. I would say maybe maybe a little bit older, but it's hard to, I mean, sometimes he feels like he's 11 months. You know, he's still got a lot of energy, and if he doesn't get his exercise every day, he lets me know. You know, at night, you know, he gets what he needs.
I hear you. We're talking to Craig Grossi. Craig is an author. Again, he's an 8-year Marine Corps vet. He's written another book. It's called Second Chances, A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption. I want to talk about the past year and the COVID pandemic, Craig. You know, it's affected the entire world. How did the pandemic affect your ability to volunteer and visit with the guys you talk about in this book at the Maine State Prison?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was detrimental to my visits, and more substantially to the mental health of the men, who really, we really got in a great rhythm, and the whole group really became very close, and we all kind of leaned really heavily on those meetings every week and seeing each other and talking. And and at the time, you know, we would be together for hours every week, and the time just would fly. And then, like, you know, so many people are, you know, around the world, COVID just brought everything to a halt. And so, you know, my first concern was, you know, for the men, both for the, you know, because COVID wreaked havoc in prisons all over the world. And I was really worried that it would make its way into Maine State Prison, and then also just, like, you know, for the men being locked down and being confined and not having access to the programs and the things that you know, help them during their time behind bars, you know, really, really worried me. But eventually we got, we got set up with everybody, we had to transition into the world of Zoom. And I'm proud to say, you know, that we've made that transition. And you know, it's not the same, but I've been keeping up with the guys, and I've even started to see more new members of our writing group every week on our weekly Zooms. And so it's, you know, it's been a challenge, but you know, we're counting our blessings like so many.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask, Craig, have you remained healthy during the entire pandemic?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I have. We're very lucky. We work from home, my fiance and I, and we live in Maine, where it's been, you know, relatively tame, and you know, we're just doing our part to be responsible and with everything. But yeah, we've been very lucky that both myself and my fiance and our families have so far been healthy and safe.
Craig, when people read Second Chances, your second book, what do you want them to take away from their reading?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I always like for people to kind of come in with an open mind and to take whatever they need away from my writing. But it's my hope that people, if nothing else, come away with maybe a different perspective on the people, the millions of Americans who have served or are serving time in our jails and prisons. I think for too long we've really just kind of cast them aside and not wanted to really think about the people we've locked up. And I think it's a disservice not only to them but to the country as a whole. And so it's my hope that if nothing else, people can really we can change the conversation and change the perspective on people who have served time behind bars.
This book is on sale now. Where can we find it?
Just about anywhere. You can get it on all your favorite online retailers, and I always encourage people to go find a local bookstore and get your copies there. That we love Browse About Books in Rehoboth, and there's so many great local bookstores that really need the support. So I always encourage people to do that if you have the means.